Hello, dear friends, and welcome back to the Radical Broccoli podcast. Middle of Christmas time, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, and I hope that you've had a lovely break, a vacation, that you are feeling relaxed, and that you had a nice holiday, wherever you may be. I am up in the mountains with family, with Annette, with our babies, my partner, family, mother, and stepdad, and we're having such a cozy time. Feels like proper Christmas every time I get up here. It's full of snow, and there are Christmas lights absolutely everywhere, and we're having, yeah, delicious food and skiing and taking care of these little babies, which is not always easy. It's messy and chaotic and cozy and everything at once. So today I've had such a lovely conversation with Camilla Tromborg. She's a Danish mindset and manifestation coach who we have followed along her journey for, I think, ever since she started up and we started to follow each other. And she is here to help people believe in themselves again, to build up self-worth. And she's here to help you pursue your big dreams and your purpose in life. And when you hear the conversation, you're going to hear that she wholeheartedly believes that we heal this world by healing ourselves, and we make the world better by raising our frequency and sharing our unique light, our unique journeys. And yeah, Camilla is a super inspiring person. I can really feel what she believes in when she says it. It's not just something she's learned. This is like, she lives it. And in January, or actually in 1 week from now, Camilla is coming to the Radical Broccoli membership for a 3-week course on manifesting your wildest dreams in 2024. It's not a surface level course. It is one where we go deep and into the subconscious mind to actually see what is blocking us from getting where we want to be. So she will really be there and help you find your way through what maybe feels messy or unclear in the manifestation process, and also to help you and push you a little bit into actually stating what it is that you want, because that's not always something we're clear about. And I know that from my own journey, sometimes I just not really sure where I'm going, just taking one day at a time, when I actually could, yeah, put a more of a direction onto what I'm creating. And I'm excited for us to do that together starting in January. So I hope that you enjoy this conversation with Camilla. Give her a follow on Instagram and get ready for our January course. And have a great time wherever you are. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Camilla Tromborg. We're so delighted to have you here. I feel like we've been following each other and each other's journeys for such a long time, almost like since the beginning of what we're doing now, and to finally be able to have you as our guest in the podcast and to learn from you today means so much to us. So warmly welcome, Camilla. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, Susie. And you're so right, we have been following each other for I can't count it, but so many years now. So it's so exciting to be here and talk with you as well. I talked with, you know, Annette last, like this spring, about something on Instagram. So it's so nice to be here and talk with you as well.
Yeah, thank you for coming. And how has your Christmas been so far?
Very good. Up and down, I would say. We had a few rough times in the family with a few losses. So it's been a tough Christmas this year. But yeah. Otherwise, a very slow and loving Christmas otherwise, yeah.
Give me goosebumps. I'm sorry to hear. Christmas always heightens all the emotions, I feel like.
Yeah, it really is a tough time, and sometimes tough, but otherwise it can be wonderful, of course, but there comes a lot of intense feelings, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And how are you doing today? How are you feeling?
Very good today. I would say I'm starting to get really into the, you know, the new year and leading up to 2024. We have just cleaned my house today and got rid of a lot of stuff that I didn't need anymore and getting ready for the new year. So I'm so excited about that.
That's a good feeling and a good way to do it before. Yeah, a fresh start to just clear out the old and set intentions for new things to come, We're going to talk so much more about that stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, that's the topic of today's podcast. But before we dive in, I want to know your astrology, your top three and your human design, if that's something you want to share and it's something that you know and
it
resonate with.
For sure. And I always forget, but I have it down here. So I'll just find it very quickly here.
Yeah.
But I'm Aries in my sun sign.
Okay.
And always find that funny because I didn't resonate with it when I was younger, because it's very, you know, it can be passive, aggressive. It can be very fiery in that sense, and didn't really resonate with me when I was younger, but I definitely see it more coming through. So mm-hmm. that makes sense. And in my rising is I'm a Capricorn.
Okay.
And my moon is Scorpio.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. I love
it. What about you?
I am a Pisces sun. So that's all about, you know, the spiritual world, but also feelings and sensing everything. And I've always resonated deeply. And I feel like it gave me a lot of explanation for stuff that I experience. And then I'm Capricorn moon. So that's very, you know, work, structure, organization, da-da-da-da-da. Totally kind of opposite, I feel like, than Pisces. And then I'm an Aries rising.
Yeah. Oh, we do have some overlaps there.
We definitely do. Yeah. And my son is also an Aries son. And in him, I can see like that fire energy all the time. But I, as you, didn't really resonate so much with Aries at first, but it's... Yeah, it's starting to kind of come through.
Yeah.
And how about your human design?
I'm a manifesting generator. I believe you are as well, right?
Okay. I'm a generator.
You're a generator. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very cool. And what does that mean to you, manifesting generator?
Oh, it means like also as we talk about the course later, like being very able to put things out into the world and create what I want. Actually, I feel like I resonate very deeply with both the visual side of coming up with what I want in life, but also being able to actually, what you say, act on it and getting it out into the world. So I see that very deeply within myself, and I'm very blessed to have that as a gift. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. I love it. I love it. We today want to talk about everything manifestation.
Yeah.
And it's such a big word. It's a big topic. It is kind of like our whole existence at once. So we need to break it down into some smaller, more tangible pieces. And try and take it back to the basics a little bit.
Yeah.
So when I say manifestation, what is that for you today? What does it mean?
Oh, it's a broad word. So, of course, very difficult to describe, but I would say it's very much, I believe very much that everything in this world is mental, that we create our world based on our inside, what we feel, what we look at, what we give attention to, and all these things. And from there, create our world. So I believe it's very much that manifestation is first, you know, seeing what you want in your mind, imagining it, and then getting it out into the physical world that we live in. So not only seeing it and being clear about what you want, but actually getting it out into the physical reality that we live in.
Yeah. So actually putting your thoughts and inner experiences into reality.
Yeah, exactly.
And what would you say if someone would say like, but things just happen, you know? They're just happening all the time.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I believe that we need that as well very much. We need, and life would be very boring or non-existent more or less if it was just, you know, linear all the time. And if there was only good things happening, we would never see them as good things, because then it would just be what we are used to. So we need those like ups and downs all the time. And I believe very much that changing our perspective on bad things, not as something happening, you know, to us, but rather for us. So learning to see the beauty and the lessons in the bad, quote unquote, bad things that is happening in our life, And I've had several, and you know, all of us have had several opportunities in our life where it didn't feel good. Like it could be a bad breakup, it could be a bad job opportunity, it could be losses in your family. There are so many things that feel very hard, and like, how can this ever be a gift to us? But I always believe there is something, if you look for it, something to learn for. It can be, if you had a bad experience, for instance, a bad relationship, that bad experience taught you something about what you don't want in a relationship. It taught you what qualities you don't like in a person you want to be with. So it, sometimes we need to be taught those things in order to be clear about, okay, I don't want this, but that means that I want this over here instead. And I believe that I learned a lot of these, and I still do, but growing up, I wasn't really clear about what I wanted. So I had a lot of these experiences where it was like, oh, this was certainly not what I wanted. But then I learned, okay, this was not what I want. And now I know what it is that I actually do want. So that's very much how I see that. Yeah.
So you're able to, even in the really tough times, see it as a contrast that actually illuminates the other side of it again.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, it's not always clear in the beginning, or it might not be clear in the moment. But after time passes, I can always see like the lesson or the gift there was in whatever it was that I was going through.
Yeah. It is hard in the moment when you feel like, oh, this doesn't make any sense. Like, let's say you've built up a business and it just starts to crumble and fall apart. And you've put all your like heart and soul and energy into it. And then you're like, why? I mean, if this manifestation thing is true, like, why is this happening? And everything can feel so hopeless. And what would you say then if you stand there in that moment? Like, are you supposed to find the wisdom there and then? Or are you supposed to just like crumble and feel all the
I would say emotions. Crumble, or more or less like feel it. And I know you guys believe in that as well. You need to feel emotion and release it as well. So you don't just like look the other way and just try to push on, but rather feel it and see, okay, what is there? What is here right now? And feel it, let it go. But also knowing that, as you mentioned, like you might have been working on something and you're like trying to use the manifestation and it doesn't go in the way you wanted to. I believe very much that the universe is so much cleverer than we are and are supporting us in our highest truth and our highest potential. And maybe you and your ego want something out because you think this is what you're supposed to. And then sometimes that gets taken away from you, and then something even better than you could ever imagine can come through.
Exactly. Oh, that's such a good reminder. Sometimes we're like working on our plans like firmly and solidly and unwilling to kind of let the path unfold. And that's when it might feel extra hard to have any bumps in the road or to have make any mistakes on that path. Leaning into that feeling that, wow, there is this bigger force or bigger kind of energy that's guiding us. That always feels so soothing to me. But I must say that sometimes I also fall out of that trust.
Me too. Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, it's good to hear that you also do.
Of course, it's never like, this is just working all the time. There's always ups and downs.
No.
Yeah.
And then I feel so different about the world. Like, oh, but I used to have such a strong belief and I would be so much like in my spiritual kind of journey and I felt like everything was connected and I saw all the hints and the signs. But then suddenly everything feels super mundane and like, I'm not creating any magic here. And that's when I can lose a little bit of that trust and that fun feeling that I have when I feel like I'm playing with the universe.
Yeah, definitely. And I've had that as well, especially for part of this year as well. And it's so, it can feel so like you're really down there in down in the basement, so to say, when you have had those other moments of it just working out and being magic. And all of a sudden it's just not working out and nothing is going your way, it seems like. Yeah. So definitely know the feeling as well there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm super curious, actually. I don't think that I know your story into this work.
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing a little bit of your background and how you got into this and what did you do before, if it was something different? And yeah, we want to know everything.
For sure. Well, the whole manifestation, law of attraction part actually started in 2012. I was in high school and I was out on a journey with my family and we went into a bookstore in London where I saw the book The Secret. You probably know it as well. And that was how I discovered law of attraction, manifestation, and all of these things, and really opened me up once again, I would say, because I was a very spiritual child. But then over the years, try to conform more and more and put a little lid on myself in order to fit more into what I believed I should be in society. So the magic, so to say, in life started to diminish a little bit, but it really started to open up again when I discovered this book and started to be like, okay, life doesn't have to be mediocre. I can actually go out there and go after my big dreams and make this a reality. But of course, you know, discovering things and actually going through can take a lot of time sometimes. So I started the university. I believe we both studied at the Copenhagen Business School as well.
Yeah.
So I started at the Copenhagen Business School and took my bachelor's and my master's there. But knew more or less when I went there that it wasn't really what I wanted to do, but it was the quote unquote safe route. And then in the middle of that, I also had a lot of acne at that point. And I really was frustrated with my skin and all of these things and wanted to learn more about this. I believe this was also more or less the same time that I learned about you guys and discovered Radical Broccoli, because I was become very fascinated with sustainability at this point and started to get into this holistic route of thinking. And then after my university studies, I really wanted something totally different. And I went into holistic health coaching at that point and studied to become a holistic health coach because I wanted to help other women with clearing their skin and helping them improve their health. And that was like the main goal into wanting to help people at that point. And then when I started to work with more and more women, I really discovered how much of it. Of course, you can do a lot with, you know, your nutrition and movement and all these things to clear your skin and become healthy. But I really learned so much about how much more important the mindset piece is to it. And that really started to open up for my interest for mindset and also, again, the more spiritual side of it, manifestation, law of attraction. And I just want to help people with creating the life that they love and create something that feels true for them. So I've really transitioned more from the holistic health coach into mindset and manifestation because that's where I really find myself to be passionate here.
Wow. That's such a beautiful journey. That's so cool to hear. And how did you work on your own skin clearing process during that time?
Yeah, it was also, again, fascinating because in the beginning, I approached it very much from a, physical aspect. So I tried to eat as clean, quote-unquote, as possible. So as many vegetables and all these things and really heal my gut, which is also an essential piece of it. But also, you know, all the external factors like eat the good food, drink water, move my body, all these things. And yet I still struggle. This was when I was in university. So I still struggle a lot with not feeling I was in the right place. I was not where I was supposed to. I was not really following what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And that really, that frustration and that lack of self-love that I also had at that point, I believe now is what caused a lot of the acne that I had because I was frustrated. I was angry. I wasn't really in my right place. But when I then started afterwards following what I really wanted, then things started to clear up, and I could, you know that inner glow that people have when they do something they love. That just shines through from a way that isn't only from, you know, nutrition and drinking water, but following what I actually light you up in life.
Wow. So it was actually like your skin was guiding you.
Very much. And I believe it, like our skin and our body is all, talking to us all the time. If we have like, you know, stress, or we can't sleep, or we have issues in the body, like your body's always trying to tell you and guide you into the right place.
Yeah.
But we just need to stop and listen, of course, and actually follow what the body is guiding us to do.
Wow. But how did you find the link? You know, did you have like an aha moment one day, or were you coached by someone, or was it a process over time that you can like piece the puzzles looking backwards, or did you realize it then?
I didn't realize it then at all. was more like putting the puzzle together. I've also, you know, I love reading. So I also love the book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay.
Oh, I love Louise Hay.
Love that one. And she really has this whole guidance of how your body is connected with your emotions. And the more I started to research this and also work with clients and see what came up for them, the more I started to realize this is way more about the emotional piece rather than the physical aspect, so to say.
Wow. And how did your clients react when you started to implement this into your practice?
It's fascinating because it also needs, like, in the beginning you work more on the surface level things like the habits and what you can do. And I believe you need to get to know people a little bit before they open up and are vulnerable enough to say, okay, I don't like what I'm studying, I'm not in a good relationship, whatever it might be. So it takes a little bit of time before people open up and actually start to realize it themselves and actually want to speak to you with as well. But when they do, and when they realize this, magic really starts to happen. And that's when you can start to heal and let go of what doesn't serve you anymore.
Wow. So you can come into it thinking like, oh, I just want to get some help to like eat cleaner and clear my skin. And then suddenly you're in this deep life coaching experience. And you're like, okay, I'm going to change my job and I'm going to break up and move cities.
And it can seem a little overwhelming, of course, because if you just want to work on one thing, but then you start to realize, oh, it's actually so much deeper, that can be overwhelming, of course.
But
you need to get to the root cause in order to solve the things and get it cleared in that way.
Yeah, and sometimes they're so connected, like, let's say, or looking back at myself, for example, having very much of people-pleasing kind of characteristics growing up, I could see that that people-pleasing tendency would kind of implement itself into all aspects of my life. So when I tried, or when I was in the process of letting that part go, there was so many changes across all parts of my life, like also work, but friendships and relationships and family and everything. So it's not always that we can just like tweak a little thing, but everything is so connected.
Yeah. And that's also like when we talked about life crumbling. Like when you start to look into these things, then all of a sudden your whole life foundation, who you thought you were, or, and all these things can really start to crumble. And again, they need to sometimes in order to build something new.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like anyone who resonates with having been through sort of a, you can call it a spiritual awakening, or this process of like, what? Life isn't what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Will, I think, go through that kind of crumbling phase because we have previously built up something that wasn't really true to us. And then when that is in the process of letting go, then, okay, it's going to feel like a lot of things are falling apart before we can build up, I mean, the real stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's a fun journey. It's frustrating, fun, and I mean, maybe it never ends actually. Maybe that's just a life process.
It is continuing all the time, which can be a little like, wow, overwhelming sometimes, but also so interesting, because otherwise life would be a little a little boring if we just figured it out all out all of a sudden and never had to learn anything new.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm so all about, I mean, life feeling fun and exciting. I mean, it doesn't have to do that all the time. I also like, you know, slow times and quote unquote boring days and when time feels like it slows down a bit. But for life in general to feel, you know, exciting to wake up to and like so much fun stuff is ahead, that's such a good feeling.
Yeah.
And I didn't always have that, for sure.
Yeah.
But what are you... Are you manifesting anything specific right now?
I am, yes. I actually, just as I'm preparing as well for the course here that we are starting next week.
Yes.
Or whenever this goes up. Started to craft my own manifestation list for next year. So I'm manifesting growing my own business more. And I'm manifesting, I'm getting married next year. So I'm manifesting a magical, beautiful wedding with all my family and friends. So can't wait for that either. Some travels and other fun stuff as well. So a lot of different things I have on my list for 2024. Yeah.
Do you think it's important to share what you're manifesting?
I think it is a balance. I think it's good to share with people who are like-minded and believe in you. And a community, for instance, like the Radical Broccoli community, where people are in some sort of the same mindset and belief and support one another. But I definitely believe that sometimes if you, you know, if you are a big dreamer and you have big visions and all these things, and you go out and share them with some family members, maybe who doesn't really have the same kind of belief about mindset and manifestation. And they start to like, how can this happen? And criticize, or maybe just don't really believe in it. Then it can really tear down your confidence in it. So I definitely choose who I share my manifestation list with as well. And what I share with people. Yeah,
exactly. Do you feel, do you often have these encounters nowadays with people who are critical or skeptical?
I feel like it comes and goes. It usually comes when I start doubting myself and when I have fears or doubts, and I believe very much every single person we encounter are there to mirror something to us. So I believe those comes when I have self-doubt and things like that. That's usually when I encounter people like that as well. But I believe it's gotten less and less over the years, but it still comes for sure.
Yeah. And what do you do then? What do you say? I guess people are curious when they ask you what you do for a living, and then you say that I'm a mindset and manifestation coach, and they're like, okay.
What? Yeah, exactly. I very much feel into... Maybe first, like if it's someone I know and I know they're not really open to it, I of course share a little bit, but then I change the subject and talk about something else actually.
Okay.
Because I know that sometimes people can get into, again, very criticism, or it can be like they project their own fear and their own doubts.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'm just like trying to close off to that actually. And not take it in. Yeah, exactly. But if it's someone who is like someone new that I meet and they seem curious and interested, I of course want to share about things more in depth.
It must open up something in so many people, like, wow, that's such a cool job.
Yeah. It's a lot of curious, like, what does that even mean and how and all these things.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing job. Wow. Imagine. Imagine looking back 10 years ago.
Yeah. Like or half of these years things ago. Weren't possible.
No.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, 2024 is going to be a very, very interesting year. And tell us a little bit about 2023. What were your biggest manifestations in this year? And maybe some of your challenges also, because I know that our listeners always... I mean, we like to keep it real. We want to hear about the good and the not so good.
Oh, the biggest ones. Oh, well, I feel like the year started like crazy. Everything just went it just kept going like crazy with manifestations. Like I got a trip to Iceland from my boyfriend at that time. We celebrated 10 years together in January last year. So he celebrated, gave me a trip to Iceland, and he engaged or proposed to me there. And that was just absolutely magical. And I remember seeing, you know, a girl on Instagram maybe 1 month before who was in Iceland. And I was like, oh, I really want this. This looks magical. And then I got this gift and it was just out of the wildest dreams. Yeah, and then he proposed there, which was even more magical as well. And I held some amazing masterclasses that year with many beautiful people and beautiful souls in it as well. So magical trip to Portugal as well, which was absolutely amazing. And yeah, just so many beautiful things. And I felt like everything was just going so well and it kept going. And then all of a sudden it stopped. And we talked about that before. Like sometimes we get those meltdowns. Yeah. And I believe very much that I've had to work through this over the last couple of months. A lot of hard things, both limiting beliefs coming up about you can't have it all. That really came up for me this year. Like I felt like everything was just floating on cloud nine. And all of a sudden that belief of, but you can't have it all. And I believe this is a very ingrained, deep limiting belief I've had since I was a little child. You know, you can't have everything. You have to choose sometimes because we have to share with others, or we don't have, can afford it all, or something like this. Yeah. So that really came up for me, and as something that I've had to work through, and I'm still working through it, of course. And then the last couple of months has been harsh as well. It has been a lot of coming up, like losses in the family, just a lot of things. So I definitely had my hard times this year as well.
Yeah.
And I believe there is something to learn from it all. And I believe like every single time like we have something very harsh happening, or what we might call it, a bad time or something like that, something beautiful can come out of it, even though it can seem so hard. And I felt like already, like the losses and the family, even though they are so hard, I also felt an immense sense of love in my family. Like we got together, been there for one another, and that has been amazing. Other things have fallen out of life, which just have given more room for other things to come through. So yeah, I really believe there is beautiful, beautiful blessings in those hardships, and something to grow through for sure.
Wow. Yeah. And how do you manage to show up at work, online, on Instagram, and in the to the people in your life when you feel like you're on a low? Do you take breaks then, or do you
definitely took a long break here? And I haven't been that active in the past two months or so on Instagram, for instance, because I just wasn't really in the headspace. I really needed a break to be there with myself, with my family.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like I could. I want to show up. I want to share online as well and inspire and help people. But sometimes, you know, you need to go through things and learn a little bit and integrate before you can actually give the lesson, so to say. And I think it's beautiful to share, and the vulnerable things are amazing to share, but sometimes you can't share it in the raw moment. You need to like sit with it and feel whatever has come up for you and integrate it before you can actually get anything out of it and share it in a wistful way in that way.
Yeah, I fully agree with that, and it resonates a lot. I've also felt very kind of off sharing online for a little while now. Also, it's been a lot going on, but I think we've kind of forgotten that. That's fine.
Yeah,
that we're allowed to just log off, and it's totally natural. We don't have to be there all the time. We can, I think we're supposed to go in and out of it and come and. When we're processed a bit of stuff, then okay, then there's wisdom to be shared. But
yeah, exactly.
Not forcing ourselves to show up all the time, like because of the algorithm or, you know, because you want to be, what's it called? Aktuell, like you want to be, like valid or.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, it's a tricky thing you can get a bit fixated on, I guess.
Believe very much as well. I love that, what you say, metaphor of like the seasons as well. When you look at it, like you you can't be in summer all the time and blooming. You also have to, you know, get rid of the dead leaves and just go into winter time as well. And that's just how life is. And it's, you know, especially women as well. Like we have cyclical months all the time. We need to go inward and rest and reflect and all these things. And then all of a sudden we have the energy again. And being okay with that as well is key to feeling good and being okay with wherever you are at in the moment.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a slower time now. It's dark, it's short days. And And how have you been over the winter months? How do you feel about darkness and the weather changing and cold?
Yeah, I feel I'm very much more of a sun person. I love the sun and I love being in the sun, and I feel so much more inspiration and lighter and wanting to create things when it's sunny outside. And I really feel like the winter, especially here in, you know, the Nordic countries, like we have so short days and you just feel like cuddling on the couch and just watching a good show or reading a good book and just relaxing rather than doing much else. So I definitely feel that.
And do you allow yourself to do that?
I do. I've become way better at it in the last couple of years. I am a very much, you know, a type of person that wants to do. And as we talked about the Scorpio discipline, no, not the Scorpio, the Capricorn. Being very disciplined and structured, I definitely have that as well. And I love to do that and I love to get things out and be quote unquote productive. But I've certainly also realized that I need time to just rest and relax in order to have the energy to go out there and create and show up. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I'm such a sun person like you.
Yeah.
And I think that it's been, I've had many new realizations this year about actually what winter means and allowing myself to actually rest and, I mean, let go more of that always wanting and needing to be full of energy and like in summer mode. And I mean, I'm very soon going to travel to Costa Rica, so the winter is going to be pretty short. And I've been questioning, like, why do I always feel the need to be in the sun? Is it because I can't meet, or I don't want to meet like the darker side? Or there's a lot of wisdom in the darkness and in the cold
days.
It represents, you know, the darkness within us and maybe our shadow sides. And I feel like I'm really willing to go there finally. And that suddenly makes it easier with the darker days. I'm a bit, little bit mixed on the topic. Some days I really love it, that it's, you know, all snuggles and you sleep really well because it's cold. And now I'm up in the mountains in Norway and we can go skiing. And that's kind of like the beauty of the winter, when it's sunny and short days in the snow. But then you're tired and you can rest and have long evenings indoors with candles. So I keep going a little bit back and forth, but definitely leaning more and more into the cyclical and seasonal way of living. And also finding the nice things about winter. For example, I don't know if you've done this in Copenhagen, but going into the sauna and then into the cold ocean.
Oh, I haven't actually, but I'm not so much into cold.
No,
so I haven't done that very much. I love saunas, but I haven't done the winter bathing.
No, it's pretty magical. It's like you get a proper rush out of it. And then that's something that helps me feel really connected to nature, and also, you know, being in the snow and going for walks outdoors.
It's very much a Norwegian thing to be like, the weather doesn't matter. You just have to dress up properly. You have like 10 layers of wool and then you just go out into the store. You actually feel good when you come back inside.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm also very excited for the sun.
me too.
And the spring and everything that's about to come up in the next year.
Yeah.
And let's... should we share a little bit about the course?
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah. So in a week from today, actually, from the recording day. So it will be the 4th of January, right?
Yes, exactly.
A Thursday. We start our three-week journey together.
Yeah.
So all the Radical Broccoli members, you are very, very lucky because you have this fabulous mindset and manifestation coach coming your way. And for those of you who aren't members, of course, please join us. It's going to be so much fun. So, Camilla, I want to share a little bit about the setup or like what you've been cooking up behind the scenes.
For sure. Yes, I'm so excited as well about this and really grateful for the opportunity as well. And can't wait to be there with all of your community. So it's a manifestation course, and it's called the Manifest Your Wildest Dreams in 2024. So we are going to start off the year 2024 in the best way possible, of course. And we really definitely are going into, again, as you mentioned earlier on, the simple steps of the manifestation process. So I really try to melt it down to as simple as possible and also very approachable. So we are going to be together for 3 weeks, and the first week we'll get into the category of asking for what you want, getting clear about what is it exactly that you want in life. I feel like this is very often where people go wrong and people aren't clear because they don't really know what they want, and that is hindering them from actually getting anything because they aren't really sure about what they want. So that's the very first week where we'll dive into that and crafting our clear list, so to say, becoming very clear about what is it actually that you want in life and that you want in 2024. And then in the second week, we are getting into belief, because of course you can ask for all you want and big dreams, and I highly encourage that for sure. But if we don't believe that we are capable of, or we deserve, or we are worthy of whatever it is that we are asking for, our subconscious mind will not be on board with it, and it will start to sabotage us by not showing up, by limiting ourselves and our own beliefs in what we can do. And that will hinder the manifestation to come through, because if we don't really believe that it is possible, we will sabotage ourselves in one way or another. So second week, we are going to work on what limiting beliefs might come up, what is hindering you, why don't you believe it? And we'll start to reprogram the subconscious mind in several different ways. So you start to actually believe it, not from just a conscious level, but also get the subconscious mind, your body on board with it, and actually start to believe it fully.
Mm.
Yeah. And then in the third week, we'll focus on receiving, like receive is the focus here. And once you have asked for what you want and you believe in it, then the final step really is just to, and I can say just, but it's of course bigger than that sometimes, but it is to receive it and be open to receiving and actually letting it come to you. So that's what we are getting into that week, really opening up and being in the right energy and the right frequency and believing it will come to you and being open to it and allowing it in. And then when we have all these steps in place, the manifestation should come through. But of course, depending on how big your dreams and your goals are, you might have to do more quote-unquote work, more of the subconscious work in order to believe that you can have it and that you're worthy of it and all these things. But once you put in the work and you are starting to be consistent with these things, the more you'll start to fully believe it and actually be open to receiving it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. So we're actually going to have a framework that we can work with throughout, not just the rest of the year, but like forever after that.
Forever, hopefully. Yeah. But definitely we'd focus on 2024 here in this course.
That's going to be so
amazing.
Yeah, can't wait.
And if people ask you, let's say, okay, but should I set a goal that I believe in, or should it be outside of what I think is possible now, and then we can work through my beliefs?
Yeah, I feel like you should dream big and you should go for what you want in life. But of course, still, when we focus on, and we'll get a bit more into this, of course, in the course, but when you craft your what you want to call in your list, in your manifestation list, both think about what you want in your, you know, entire life here, but of course also be not realistic, but somewhat like what actually, what do you believe can be accomplished within the next year, and be reasonable with where you are at. And of course, allow yourself to dream big, but also be like, okay, does this seem like something I can get my body and my subconscious mind to believe within the next year?
Yeah.
Or otherwise just try to like not cut it down, but actually just minimize it a little bit. And then know, of course, once you've reached that step, you can take it further and further. And eventually you'll get to that bigger manifestation of yours. Mm. So dream big for sure, and go for that, but definitely also make it approachable and make it something that you can get your body on board with as well.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think, what is the, what do you see in your work? What is the biggest thing that is stopping people from manifesting what they want? If it's possible to pin down one thing.
Yeah, of course, there's many things, but definitely like the belief about yourself and what like limiting beliefs like self-worth is often like I'm not worthy of whatever it is that you desire is one of the biggest ones. And of course it usually stems from your childhood, something you learned, something you picked up on from parents, teachers, friends, whatever. And that's sometimes you don't even realize it, that you have this block or what you might call it, until you start really digging deeper and start to unraveling whatever might come forward. So sometimes it takes time and it takes that deep work. And I know you have a lot of beautiful courses in the Radical Broccoli membership as well, where you go deep and where you really go into the deep things and where you can really start to unlock what is holding you back and why haven't you been able to manifest this. It might be because of something you haven't even on a conscious level realized. But then when you start digging deeper, you're like, oh, I actually have this memory from childhood that has been holding me back because I don't feel worthy. I don't feel loved or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Okay. So will you be able to help each member, or how if they want to go deeper with you,
would you
offer anything on the side, or if people want to like do one-on-ones with you, is that possible also?
I definitely have something in mind that I'm opening up for. I won't open up for it until February, March, something like that. But I believe that will definitely come. But I think like in the beginning, we'll do it on this, like the course here.
Yeah.
And just that's a beautiful place to start, like getting clear and crafting the list and all this. And then if you feel like going deeper, then you can definitely reach out and we'll get into that. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, because some of these, for example, the worthiness wound can be discovered in a group together, but then maybe you could feel a little bit like, wow, I need some more support on this because it's really, really deep. It's like the core belief that I have in my life, and now it's all crumbling and falling apart, and I actually want to find this deep feeling of worthiness just for being. And I know this from my own experience, like actually understanding that I didn't believe that I was worthy of the things that I wanted. It took a while to discover it, and it's not just one childhood event, it's kind of so many bits and pieces put together. I mean, some part of me feels like every single one of us go through that wound, and that we all go from
being born, feeling really worthy and feeling connected and united, and then, wow, experiencing that this world is pretty crazy sometimes. And people say some stuff that kind of really stick to your core. And then, yeah, if you're up for it, working your way back to unity and connection and worthiness again.
Yeah, definitely. And we all, and again, you're probably experiencing it even more as well with the, your new child as well. Like that's coming up as well. Like we come into this world being very just open and exactly in unity with everyone. And then we grow up and things happen and it's not always in the parents' control. Then, you know, there's friends or things outside. And we probably try to protect our child or something like that as best as possible. And I know my parents have done the best they could with whatever, but there's always going to be something happening to us or something they might not even be aware of might cause some sort of internal struggle for you later on. So we can never like protect everyone, but that's exactly part of life's journey, like then starting to later in life unraveling and discovering, okay, where did this come from and why have I held on to this and why is it stopping me and all of these things. So it's very fascinating and like a continuous work to get into this and let go of the things that's no longer resonating.
Yeah. And after a while it starts being quite fun, the work.
Yeah,
when you start getting into it. But yeah, as you say, now that I have a little boy, it's quite like full circle moment to see. Because I often think about, okay, in this scenario, what would my parents do?
Yeah.
And how did they do it with me? And you know, up until we're, I think, 6 or 7 years old, we're like an open sponge to everything and we believe everything that's being said. So feeling the responsibility of how I'm going to shape his whole mind and his whole experience of the world is pretty overwhelming sometimes. But I also remember that I'm just doing my best with what I have. And I think that all of the work that we do in ourselves definitely helps so much and is so beneficial for for all children. But I'm going to fall, I'm gonna make mistakes, it's gonna get messy sometimes, he's gonna get angry with me and we're gonna misunderstand each other because he's a little soul with his own journey and that's what I'm trying to embrace as much as possible. I mean, now we're only 9 months in, but it's gonna be so many exciting things coming up over the years where I'm so grateful for this work. And I don't know if you want to start a family one day, but I can imagine that for you it will be so fascinating to to do that with the with your background and everything that you have learned.
I do, definitely. And I'm already thinking about, you know, how will I do certain things? But of course, it's one thing to think about it. In the scenario, trying to imagine it and then actually being there. So I can imagine things won't go necessarily as planned.
No.
But that's going to be exciting as well, for sure.
Yeah. And you don't know what kind of child you get, you know? They're all little unique kind of people. And I think we get what we need.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was kind of fearing having a super energetic boy like Aries. And then that's exactly, of course, what I get. But now that we're in it, I mean, of course, I love it and it's super a lot of fun, even though I get really tired sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think, I truly think that, I mean, we chose each other on a soul level. And
definitely.
Yeah, these family constellations, that's a whole other podcast. But they teach us so much.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah. But Camilla, I'm so excited for the course upcoming and the membership. And our members are super lucky to be able to go through this with you. Is there anything else today you want to share? Anything on your heart, on your mind, before we kind of round up our conversation today?
Maybe actually if you are listening to this, then take the time, as I mentioned in the beginning, take the time to clear out before, if you are in the Radical Broccoli membership and are going to join us, like take the time to clear out your space, your physical space, and just, you know, let go of what you don't want in your life anymore. Start to already see like what have you been holding on to that you don't want to any longer. and start to let go, and then come and join us for the course, and then get ready to manifest the best 2024 you could ever imagine.
Wow, amazing. Yeah, that's a great tip, and I feel inspired to do that myself. It's the best feeling.
Yeah, it is. Clearing out is so good, and letting go. Yeah,
I can always feel like physically in my body, like, wow, I feel more relaxed now that there's, that I've donated a bunch of clothes or whatever it is that's the representation of other stuff we're holding on to.
Yeah, it really is. Like, it's all connected. Yeah.
Yeah, I see your apartment in the background looks so zen and cozy and clean, and like you.
All clean after today.
Yeah.
It was right yesterday. Now. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. My place with a little guy is not really so zen at the moment, but it's fine. It's a perfect mess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, Camilla, we'll see you in a week.
Yes, we will. I'm so excited. Can't wait for it. Yeah.
So thank you for coming today and sharing your story, your wisdom, your energy, and the way you see the world is very, very inspiring.
Thank you.
And I think it's going to affect a lot of people in the world just by being you. So thank you for coming, and
thank you.
See you soon.
Yeah, see you soon. Bye.